Welcome back to another edition of the Bullets Basketball Podcast. I am your host, Alan Jenkins. You can find me on Twitter at ajenks.com, as well as the written piece for the specific podcast on bulletsbasketball.com. And what do you know? The Wizards lose a game. I'm not going to say that they should have won this game, but it was a very winnable game. 116-111 to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Let's kind of start in the fourth quarter because that's where everything unraveled for Washington. The Wizards led 98-82 going into the fourth quarter, actually on the heels of some nice bench play, specifically from Ramon Sessions. But that's when the Timberwolves caught fire. Nemanja Bjelica, he started the quarter 4-4 from the field. He actually had 13 points in the fourth quarter. As the Wolves were mounting their comeback, they opened the period on a 16-8 run. So right at the snap of a finger, erased the Wizards' 8-point lead, and then even utilized a 14-0 run with it. Part of it was within that 16-8 run, but used a 14-0 run as the Wolves then took a 7-point lead. Now the Wizards did have a chance down the stretch. With the Wizards down 3, Bradley Beal, Wizards down 108-105, Bradley Beal had an opportunity. He drove to the lane. He got bumped by Karl Anthony Towns, went to the line. Now he only split one of two free throws, so cutting the lead to just 2 rather than 1. Next time down, Karl Anthony Towns from the left corner pump fakes, gets his man in the air, hits a 3-pointer, Wolves up 5. However, that still was not the end of the game. Markieff Morris was able to get a layup with about 15 seconds left. Then on the ensuing inbounds pass, Andrew Wiggins actually threw the ball out of bounds where the Wizards had an opportunity. Scotty Brooks called a timeout. The Wizards ran a play looking to get Beal open for 3 on the right wing. He was kind of falling out of bounds. It looked like he may have even gotten nudged by Karl Anthony Towns. Threw a wild pass just to kind of save face. It got picked off by Teague. Teague dunked it on the other end. And that would be that, as the Wizards fall to the Wolves 116-111. And, you know, this, like I said before, this was a game that was very winnable for this team. But the fourth quarter is where things fell apart for the Wizards. They got outscored. You know, in addition to that 14-0 stretch, they got outscored 34-21, and the Wolves knocked down 10 of their first 12 field goals in that fourth quarter. So that's kind of when things went south for the Wizards, and they didn't really have a counterpunch to that. Now, some silver linings within this game was Markieff Morris. Markieff Morris had arguably his best game of the season stats-wise, or points-wise. It was his best game of the season. He had 25 points on 10 of 15 shooting, 3 of 5 from three-point range, as well as 4 rebounds and 2 assists. He had 27 points. Now, Markieff Morris is a good barometer for this team. If he's playing well, then the Wizards are playing well. If he's dogging it on defense, if he is not energetic, crashing the boards, then the Wizards usually don't follow suit, especially during the stretch with John Wall out. So Markieff Morris actually came out, knocked down his first 4 field goals of the game. He had 14 points by halftime, and then had a very nice third quarter, again knocking down 4 straight field goals to start the third period for 11 points in that period. Outside of that, you know, that was the last scoring he did aside from that layup late in the game. But Markieff Morris had a terrific game, and if the Wizards are going to make a run in the playoffs, if the Wizards are going to really solidify themselves in the 4-5 matchup versus falling down to the 6-7, even the 8 seed, then they're going to need this Markieff Morris down the stretch of the regular season. In addition to Morris, Jan Mahimi actually had a very good game for the Wizards as well. He led everybody off the bench with 10 points, 9 rebounds, 5 of which offensively, and he was everywhere, especially on the offensive glass. He was grabbing loose balls. He actually played some pretty damn good defense on Karl Anthony Towns. Towns was unstoppable tonight, 37 points on 13 of 17 shooting. So how's that for efficiency? But Mahimi held his own. You can't really blame this on Mahimi or point the finger to him for, being a foul machine, whatever tonight, because he did what he had to do. And he actually gave the Wizards an opportunity when they were mounting their comeback kind of late in the, or not mounting their comeback, but building their lead rather late in the third quarter. So props to Jan Mahimi there. The issue for Washington, which is becoming a very big issue now, is points in the paint. Once again, the Wizards gave up 64 points in the paint, which is the third straight game where they've given up at least 60 points. Over the last three games, the Wizards have now given up 200 points in the paint. Let me say that again. Over the last three games, the Wizards have given up 200 points in the paint. Towns, like I said, was unstoppable early down low. Taj Gibson had some buckets down low. But this comes back to poor defense. This comes back to not being able to keep guards out of the lane. And then this comes back to turnovers leading to points. I like to call them turnovers leading to touchdowns. The Wizards only had 11 turnovers tonight, which was it's pretty good for a team that's been coughing it up 15 plus times over the past few games. But the Bucks, or excuse me, the Wolves turned that into 15 points on the other end. So these are live ball turnovers. These are turnovers leading to layups, leading to two on ones, three on twos. I've said this a million times before, but this is a very big problem for the Wizards, and it is not going anywhere. It doesn't look like it's going anywhere. So one thing type of kind of leads to another. When you commit a lot of live ball turnovers, that leads to points in the paint on the other end, which is not the only reason, but a big reason why the Wizards are giving up so many points in the restricted area. Now, Thomas Satoransky did have a bounce back game. He was borderline triple double alert, 15 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. He only had one turnover, which is good because he struggled a little bit as of late with turnovers. But like I said, this was a very winnable game for the Wizards. They had every opportunity to win this game. It's just a bad fourth quarter doom them, and they were never able to rebound. Things don't get any easier for Washington as they play the Boston Celtics the very next night. So no time to feel sorry for yourself, no time to feel tired, because the Wizards head to Boston to take on the Celtics in the second half of a back-to-back. Fortunately for the Wizards, the 76ers lost to the Pacers tonight, so they did not lose any the 76ers didn't gr ground any game gain any ground there, but the Cavs won and the Pacers won, obviously. So the Wizards are kind of slowly sliding down in the wrong, moving in the wrong direction of the playoff standing. So the Celtics are banged up, so we'll see if their starters do come back, if some of their key bench players do come back. But tomorrow night against the Celtics is equally as big of a game, especially now that the Wizards lost this one to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.